Michael Stoick donated 2 acres of his land to the Emmanuel Lutheran Congregation. The original church sat on the south side of 370th Street. The membership voted to construct a 24 by 40 foot frame church and included a 65 foot bell tower. 2 years later, the church trustees purchased an additional 6 acres to the north from the Railroad Land Company. 5 of these acres were set aside for pasture and 1 acre for a cemetery. A shed was built in 1893 and the pasture was fenced 3 years later. This arrangement proved to be somewhat inconvenient for the resident pastors, especially during the winter. The parsonage was on the south side of the road, and the barn housing their animals was in the middle of a pasture some distance away. You will notice that the stones of this cemetery appeared to be arranged around the plot's perimeter. The pastor's barn was located in the center of the cemetery. As the years passed, membership in Emmanuel dwindled. Many newcomers to the area joined churches in the newly founded towns, and it became increasingly difficult to retain a pastor. The church disbanded in 1935, and the property on the south was sold to Gustav Stoick. In 1936, a meeting of the trustees was held to determine the fate of the cemetery. It was voted to replace the fence with new poles and wire, so it would be fenced for a long time. It was also agreed to deed the cemetery to the township and provide $100 for its care. This was accomplished in January of 1937. A second tour of service was in store for the church building when it was purchased by Grace Lutheran trustees and moved from its country foundation to Primgar in 1938. The old structure was remodeled and sheltered a new congregation for 23 years until a modern church was built on the site in 1961. Today the cemetery remains as silent testimony to the faith community that once flourished on the prairie of O'Brien County. Wander down the country lane and through the shaded cemetery. You will notice there are many German headstones tucked away and surrounded by wild flowers.